Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. We got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. Blazers making their debut. Are we going to go down the rabbit hole of finding out the last time the Blazers played on NBC? Because one listener is saying it was the sweep of the Lakers. Robert Horry, corner three.
By the Lakers.
Yeah, we did not sweep.
Lakers.
That would have been a lovely history. We don't have that lovely history. Robert Horry, a corner game-winning three, essentially, to sweep us out of the first round of the playoffs is the last time we aired on NBC.
That's a fun game to play because it's been a long time since they had the rights. I kind of want to believe that going into the conversation.
That sounds about right. It was like early 2000s when the NBA went away from NBC.
I know this is a random question. If you get an honorary doctorate, do you make people call you doctor?
No. If I have an actual doctorate, I'd contemplate it. The doctorate is a hard one for people. Like, my dad has a doctorate, and I remember like that not making sense when I was a kid. When I'd be in a professional setting and somebody would call him doctor and be like, what? He's not a doctor. What are you talking about?
Like, get out of here, Rocky.
This doesn't make any damn sense. It took me a long time to wrap my head around. Oh, no, a doctorate degree. And then
I think you only refer to that when it's truly in the professional setting. Like if you were giving a lecture.
Yes, doctor
or
so-and-so.
Something like that.
Don't people call Shaquille O'Neal Dr. O'Neal because he got an honorary doctorate?
I don't know that
that's probably a joke, but
yeah, I would not call him that.
Maybe it's a joke on the show.
If he came on the show, I would not introduce him as Dr. Shaq.
No.
Well, like Tom Cruise got an honorary Oscar at a governor's ball. Does that count in the Oscar trophy count?
What does that mean?
Ooh, I don't know.
He received an honorary Oscar on Sunday.
What? So he gave him one to give him one?
It's like a lifetime achievement, loving filmmaking or whatever. So he got an award and then he gave a speech.
Oh.
So it made me think, like, do honorary awards or certificates count as the actual...
That's no counties for me. I think it's cool to get them. I wouldn't turn down somebody who wanted to give me an honorary doctorate. I wouldn't turn it down, but I'm not going to walk around and call myself Dr. Dirt.
What quarterback would tell you they're a Super Bowl champion?
It's Dr. Dirt. You like that?
If they got an honorary Super Bowl.
What quarterback is most deserving of an honorary Super Bowl?
Oh, that's impossible
Jim
to answer.
It's got to be Jim Kelly, right? 0-4, yeah. 4 in a row? Kelly.
Dan Marino got there year two, never got back.
Yeah.
You have to think after year two, I'm going to get a couple of these.
No, it's Jim Kelly.
Why is
Let's
it
come
Kelly
up with two
Dan
more
Marino.
Names. Let's come up with two more names.
Dude,
and
he
do
went
this
to
as a
all
poll question.
Four, right?
He went to all four and played in all four.
How about Tarkenton? He's in the same
Tarkenton, okay. Tarkenton, what was he? Was 0 for 4, too, 0 right?
0 for 4. They were the original
okay.
0 for 4.
So I like your Marino point because that's a good one. He's considered one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but he
100%.
Only got to one Super Bowl early and never got back.
Yes.
Who would our fourth candidate be to never win a Super Bowl?
I think we can do better than Phil Rivers.
Phil Rivers is in. He's in the running.
Are we sticking to quarterbacks? Is this like the MVP?
Has to be a quarterback.
Discussion?
Yeah, this has to be a quarterback. Honorary Super Bowl.
Because that matters the most for that position.
True.
God, whose legacy is most changed by winning a Super Bowl?
Oh, crap.
Because there's a lot of good ones that have never won one. I almost want to go right now. Can we give an honorary one to Josh Allen? I love you, Josh. Get one right now.
Oh, you're assuming he doesn't win one. Would he take it?
We don't
it?
Know.
Hold on. Would he bet on winning it himself or would he take it?
Oh, he bet
he
on
would bet.
It
you bet on yourself as an athlete. But there's no, to Same the thing. Marino point, he's never been to one. There's no guarantee you get there, let alone win it when you get there.
All right. So we have the obvious candidates here. Okay, here you go. Here's a top 10 list.
Of never to win a quarterback
to
or
never
win
a
Super Bowl? Okay.
Steve McNair.
Okay.
Carson Palmer.
God, McNair was so damn close, too.
Yeah, he
was. Palmer, I'm out on Palmer. Get Palmer out of there.
Got to an NFC title game.
That's fine. I'd rather have Phil and McNair are higher on the list for me.
Warren Moon.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Now, all due respect to our guy Warren.
Do we let post-playing allegations lead into this discussion?
He's moved on from that.
Okay.
Is Warren Moon a compiler?
Ooh, stat compiler?
Long career.
You going stat compiler?
Career, but he won. How many Grey Cups did he win up in the CFL before he came to
the Cubs? He's got Cubs. He's out. Get him out of here.
Right.
He's Husky. Get him out of there.
Donovan McNabb.
Ooh, that's pretty solid. Because they went to six straight NFC title games?
Five
straight NFC title games?
Yeah, and he got to one and he threw up.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Dan Fouts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about his NFL career, but very good Hall of Famer.
Unduck of you.
I know. Did he ever get to a Super Bowl?
No, I don't think he did.
Did he ever get to an AFC title game?
Yes, they played one of the most memorable.
Okay.
Or wait, was that a no, it wasn't.
You were there.
You were alive.
It wasn't a title game. It was a playoff game that went to multiple overtimes, I think, against the Dolphins.
Can I call a quick timeout here? Just a quick timeout?
Sure.
Is that an ESPN the magazine sweatshirt?
No.
Yeah, it is.
I think it is.
He tried to tell me it wasn't because I said, is that something you get
remember
with the
when
ESPN
the magazine? And they used to hand out the sweatshirts and the blankets?
Way, way back in the day, I think.
Subscribed to the magazine.
No.
Did. Here, you want a sweatshirt?
Yeah,
no.
Did.
It was a family member that's not big into sports.
I'm looking it up.
But they went to that ESPN Wild World of Sports in Orlando because I think they were going to like Disney World.
Okay. And they brought you home an ESPN,
back.
Knowing you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a generic ESPN sweatshirt? I've never seen you wear that before. We've been working together
a
long time.
It's got a big 79 on the back, too.
Does it? It's got a number on the back?
Yeah, the 1979 was the year
ESPN
started.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. What?
I never had an ESPN the magazine subscription.
I did. When I was a kid, that was a big deal.
Why are you bragging about that? That was a great magazine.
ESPN the magazine was solid for a while.
Bring it back.
It was fine.
I'd rather get that than my Golf Digest. I'm
never
still
had
getting.
A
hey, 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 don't you besmirch Golf Digest.
Five reasons why John Rahm wants you to watch Live.
Ugh. All right, we need to find a fourth quarterback.
Matt Ryan? 28-3, brother.
28-3 is tough.
I'd probably
Matt Ryan or Philip Rivers?
Did you just say no as if 28-3 losing, being that close to a
Super
Bowl?
He also has an MVP.
Yeah, he does.
Philip Rivers or Matt Ryan? That's tough.
Or
McNabb.
I'm gonna go
five straight NFC title games.
McNabb I would have on
McNabb
there.
Out of here. Yeah.
You get McNabb out of here.
I used to love McNabb. That throwing up in a Super Bowl thing, that pissed me off.
Yeah, that's true. Get him out. You were hung over for a Super Bowl. Get him out.
I'd be more inclined to put Fouts in there.
Mm.
I mean, they're
You don't even know if he was in an NFC title game.
He was good, though. He's a Hall of Famer. Matt Ryan.
So was Matt Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not yet. Soon to be.
So you'd rather have Matt Ryan or
this
Phil Rivers?
This is really tough, man. I think I'd go Phil over Matt. Slight edge to Matt Ryan. Slight edge Phil over Matt Ryan. Final answer.
I love Phil, too.
I do, too. How do you not? He played on a torn ACL in an AFC title game.
What a MF and soldier.
He's got 37 kids. Seeds are swimming.
And you feel bad, but also, like, I think you have to feel worse for Ryan.
Because he was up 28-3 in
a
Super Bowl.
A 25 point halftime lead.
Yeah.
And you didn't
Fouts
win.
Fouts got to the AFC title game twice, never went to the Super Bowl. He's 3-4 in the playoffs in his career.
Okay.
Somebody asking, what about being knighted? Do you call somebody a knight, like yes. Sir Nick Faldo?
You call him sir, yes. If they're knighted, they're
Why does
knighted,
that count?
Period.
Why yeah, does but they're count? Not real knights.
They're not.
It's honorary.
Some dude who
hey, Elton John,
slept with
down.
His sister who happens to wear a crown in England gets to tap a sword on your shoulder.
Yeah, you explain the difference.
That counts?
It. You want to explain the monarchy to people and have it make sense?
I'm not calling you sir,
but
damn it.
We just made it make sense. It's an honorary gesture. It's not a real, like, you're a knight. You didn't battle anybody.
I'd walk in there and be like, hey, where's Prince Andrew at? Well, what corridor's he in?
They disassociated from him. I don't know if you watch the news.
Once you're knighted, you're sir or is it, no, is it dame or lady? I forget what the title is for.
If you get an honorary doctorate, I think you are technically recognized as.
What's a bigger deal, an honorary doctorate or getting knighted?
Dude, getting knighted.
Getting knighted.
Yeah.
Sir That's Brandon cool. Sprague. Oh, my God. Sir Swag? Come on.
Yeah, dame. You were correct. We're called a dame.
Okay.
You'd rather be knighted than have an honorary doctorate.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what if I threw an honorary Oscar winner? You get a little gold statue.
Again, I don't. But you didn't really win one, though. Like you
did.
You did, but you
didn't. Gave a speech.
You didn't win it for anything, though. Hey, what
did
you get your
win
Oscar
any
for?
Any of this? This is all made up. We're living in a black hole anyway. None of this matters.
If I came home with an honorary Oscar with an actor in the family, that might be a little tough.
Yeah, that would get frowned upon.
Would your wife divorce you?
That's going to create a little controversy,
a little friction, right there.
Hey, wait, you got an honorary Oscar?
You? Would you give her notes?
That's why he's an Oscar winner. He's Kramer now, walking around with his Tony, celebrating all night. You want a Tony? How did that happen? You got to go fire.
I think I still lean the knighting over the honorary Oscar. But if I had to rank the three, I think I go knight, Oscar, honorary doctorate.
Yes, that's the right order. Let's do the poll question on who deserves an honorary Super Bowl with a other fill-in-the-blank. I think our three first options
Fouts,
are solid.
Ryan and Rivers.
We don't include them in the poll. We do Marino, Jim Kelly, Fran Tarkenton, other respond with who you would
Fouts
like.
Fouts was the first quarterback that went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame without ever having appeared in a Super Bowl.
Remarkable.
Can I give you a take on the poll question structure here?
Yes.
I think it's fairly obvious that Kelly, Marino, Tarkenton are in this. How you sort that, I don't care. I think we need to do the who's the fourth?
You want a fourth option? Well, I lean Phil. Phil's my vote
right,
over Ryan. That's my
Ryan,
two cents.
Rivers, or Fouts, yeah. I think is a much tougher poll question.
That almost is.
Marino's
yeah.
almost universally the number one
and
on
Kelly has
lists.
To be universal because he went yes. to four and lost him. And Tarkenton's a little bit older, but he's the same thing as Jim Kelly. He just,
four, yeah, 0-4.
Well, that was not the quarterback conversation that I had planned there, but we can holster that. I have audio to go along with that segment. We'll see if we get to it at some point today.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. You guys want to knight each other?
Well, I saw Tom Cruise holding an Oscar. I'm like, Tom Cruise holding an Oscar? Why?
Did the Oscars just happen? Did I miss
the Governor's Award.
Okay. I didn't know that was... Never heard of it.
He does deserve it. He saved the box office.
He did save the box office.
Some people call him the GOAT.
I mean, it's in the conversation in terms of top grossing actors of all time. How many of them have made more money than Tom Cruise?
How many get you go to the movies with star power the way Tom Cruise does?
Well, that's a great mail sack question, and we're going to do the mail sack next. And your questions are welcome at the fan text line 503-864-6326. Let's sack it up next on the fam.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, time for the mail sack. We'll save our quarterback segment for later.
Hold on. Poll questions up, by the way. Which quarterback option?
God,
Ryan, Rivers, Fouts, or other?
Okay, those are your options.
I'll also do the other poll question.
Mail sack.
Got a buddy just texting me names now. Michael Vick, Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, Tony Romo, Alex Smith. All got submitted.
Oh, I might have to go Vick.
You got to go Vick? Over Cam Newton, MVP Cam Newton?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Here we go.
Andrew Luck's a pretty solid one, too.
Luck's a great one. Go look at, by the way, they have DVOA numbers on this, the defensive metrics in football. So the Bengals, up until 2 weeks ago, were the second worst DVOA defense to ever exist. My 79 Niners are the only team worse. You know who else is in the top 10 of that? One of those 2000-whatever Colts teams that Andrew Luck took to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he's a good one.
Very good.
Never mind. Doesn't retire if he wins it.
No. No, he doesn't. If you give him an honorary Super Bowl early, maybe we get a little bit more out of him. Here we go. Mail sack time. Let's see what we got today, gentlemen. With all these streaming movies, mail sack.
Mail sack.
With all the streaming options for watching movies, what movie would make you want to watch it in the theater? Also, how much would it take for you to watch the movie Wicked for good?
I will be going this weekend.
You're going to go see Wicked?
Yeah.
I don't really understand the first part of that question.
I think they're saying, like, is there a movie to get you to go to a theater? In which I would say, yeah. I also am trying to go see the new Predator movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm a theater guy. So.
You are a very big theater guy. I think there's a Nuremberg movie coming out that I'm going to go see in theaters.
Yep, that tracks.
I don't know that
movie necessarily would be in, I mean, it's the movie theater experience is cool and the big screen and the sound and all that
stuff. It's not one that you have to go watch.
That's not one.
Theaters,
like Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, God.
Difference if you see that in the theater than just watching it, no matter how big a screen you have at home.
Oscar for greatest movie of all time.
I still never seen it.
What's wrong with you?
I know, I got issues.
You need to dial that one
up. Do you go to the movies, though, Swag?
Huh?
When was the last time you saw a movie in the theaters?
Probably Oppenheimer.
Oh, you didn't Barbenheimer?
Huh?
You didn't Barbenheimer?
No. No, I took my dad to see Oppenheimer.
Should have taken him to see Barbie, too.
Nah.
Really sort out your masculinity there and feel comfortable in your skin.
Nothing wrong with being a Ken, man. Millsack, is there any food you would not 5 second rule off the floor, assume it's your own house for however dirty or clean your floor is?
I could mop my own floor, drop literally anything from my own hand, and I will not any second. It's going in the trash.
You know me. I'm okay doing the 5 second rule. I think I draw the line at like noodle related. I probably
something with wetness on it.
Like if I'm eating what are we talking here, right? Like, do I got a chicken wing and I drop it for a second? I'm probably picking that up.
What's the difference between a chicken wing and a noodle? They're
it's
both going to gather.
Like picking up the noodle is harder to pick up off the ground. Like if you drop a spaghetti noodle on the ground and you're trying to get your pinchers on it, it's sliding around on the ground.
Now you've cut it in half.
No, it's just weird. Now I'm throwing that away. But the wing I can grab and easily pick up. You just give it a quick and then you eat it. You're fine.
I think you always want your kids to be a little better than you. I'll give you some good news here because I know people think I'm way too extreme with my food stuff.
Sure.
I had my daughter, she dropped something like a week and a half ago. It was on the floor for 25 seconds. She grabbed it, just ate it. It's like, what are you doing? She's like, it's our house.
Yes. It's my dirt. It's my dirtiness.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, eat it, baby. Don't waste food in this household. That's a well-raised kid right there. Millsack, just watched the new Frankenstein on Netflix this weekend. Very good. Highly recommend.
I want to go see that, or I want to see it on Netflix.
I am very unfascinated with the whole Frankenstein
I see. I agree with we know the story, but I also, when was the last time they came out with a Frankenstein movie?
I feel like they come out with one every decade.
I don't. Has there been one?
Oh, I think
I don't know that there
statement.
Is. Is that an accurate statement?
I feel like there's one every decade. Somebody tries to reinvent the story.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Guillermo del Toro production.
Yes,
there,
it
he's
is.
A good filmmaker. So,
what was the last non-theater release movie you watched that was truly great? That's a good question. Movie questions today. I'll give one to you. I've seen some clips of it floating around lately. Don't Look Up was a Netflix. I don't think that was in theaters, was it?
No, that was in Netflix.
It's just
only.
Netflix only.
You liked that movie?
I loved that movie, yeah.
That was good and also incredibly scary how accurate
horribly
everything seemed to be.
Depressing, yes.
God. What was the... it's going to be a little bit nerdy, and I know I just kind of mentioned the same movie, but in the franchise, Hulu had a... animated Predator movie come out in March or April.
You big Predator guy?
I love the Predator
big
movies.
Big Predator guy? Can
Killer
I give you another?
Killers.
Can I give you another hot take?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I've never seen a single Predator movie.
Look, Alien, Predator, don't really care. I know that's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's a great monster movie.
They got the big heads, right? They got the Predators are the big heads? Are they the hunters? Are they hunting you?
Yep.
They're on our territory now?
Yeah.
Do we win?
Arnold does.
Arnold did.
Arnold always.
I saw the first
Arnold beats
one.
Everybody, man.
I didn't see anything after that.
I'm not messing with Arnold.
You didn't see one of them after that?
How many Predators are there?
There's seven.
Ooh, there's like six or seven.
Okay. Some of the movies that I could tell you that I either don't like or haven't seen would be...
You never saw Predator versus Alien?
Never did, no.
No, I didn't see that.
Good. Never did.
We got a merging at the end.
Ooh. They're coming together. The Predators and the Aliens. Oh. We have a hybrid Predator-Alien?
It's my ultimate dream to have FU money. And buy the $10,000 Predator Halloween costume.
Like, it looks legit?
It looks...
like an actual Predator?
You wouldn't tell... Yeah, you would think I am a Predator. Yeah. That's my dream.
Okay. So you're going Predator?
Yeah.
Swag, last non-theater movie that you saw that you loved? You just saw one the other day about the White House getting bombed.
Yeah, I think that was a Netflix one.
What's that about?
I don't know that... I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
The ending was a little clunky.
Okay.
But no, it was good. I half the time, you know, if my wife pulls up a movie, I couldn't tell you if it was in a theater or just Netflix.
You're just
only.
Watching it because she's picking the movie and this is what we're watching.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, yeah, we're going to watch a movie. Yeah.
Hemsworth had a good one. It's a few years old, so it doesn't help. Like Extraction, I thought was a really good straight to streamer movie. You know, there's a ton of them. There's a million you could choose from here.
Millsack, your wife has been away for a week. She's finally back home.
Okay.
No kids, no plans.
Those are sad tissues.
Wasn't me. She asks you to join her in the bedroom.
Okay.
But it's a tie game in the fourth quarter of a playoff game for your team.
Pause.
Are you telling your wife, after this, or I'll watch the highlights later?
The TV literally has a pause
You can
button.
Pause the TV.
Yeah, we're pausing.
Yeah, you're pausing the TV.
We're pausing the TV?
Yeah.
Pausing
Again,
the TV?
Those are not sad tissues. They're still tissues, though.
Okay, so let me one-up you here. Okay. Blazers game 7 conference finals.
Pause button.
Yeah.
You're hitting the pause button. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I only need a minute and a half. She's been gone a week. We're back. We're catching up in the next commercial break, Bob.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What if she wants a little foreplay?
Yeah, I wish.
Mail sack.
Mail sack.
Trying to get to the deed, or are you trying to ruin it all in the foreplay? It's a week, dude.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Mail sack, what is your most irrational fear?
I'm melting when she whispers in my ear, come upstairs.
That's all tough.
Anything with a snake?
Anything with a snake
a
involved?
A snake existing in general is just a general fear.
That's a good one.
They should not move.
Nope, doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense in my brain how they move.
They got tiny little Kyler Murray legs.
Just falling.
You're like from heights or just
from heights.
Like I'm old and I fell.
I need heights.
Help!
Like when I was a kid, the nightmare would be somehow, some way you would drive off a cliff or you're in something like that.
I totally get that.
And then you would wake up before.
Totally get that. That's a good one, actually.
One of my biggest in class naps when I woke myself up in the middle of a class, I had a dream where I was on a bike. And I fell over the handlebars, and that feeling, I kicked the desk and brought my head up in a puddle of drool and a line. And I was like, ah!
What happened?
Teacher's
here,
like,
man?
Brandon, you gotta stay awake.
You gotta, come on.
By the way,
falling is, I might steal that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Falling is a pretty good, I have, every time I'm somewhere high, I definitely have that thought, and I don't know why it creeps in, because you're not gonna fall. Like, I've been to the top of the Empire State Building, and that's all I could think about up there. Was how high I was and what happens if I fall. That's all I could think about.
I could get up 5.5 feet on a ladder, and I'm shaking going down.
Putting up your Christmas lights, hanging them on your gutters.
Yeah.
Also, that's solid right there.
We need to get you a life alert now as a joke after that answer.
I think we might need to buy you a life alert for Christmas.
You took a while to explain why. You're like, falling?
Falling.
For hip and knee purposes?
More mail sack around the corner.
Mail.
See how many more we can get to, and we will do it next. All right, let's keep rolling on the mail sack.
Mail sack.
Let's see what else we got here today. Mail sack, NFL International Series plans to expand to an entire 16-game regular season.
What?
I didn't read that. Is that happening?
Can we just put the Dolphins in Jerusalem and get this over with?
Do you think some form of a Division I college football international series is possible and successful? No, stop playing international games. What
I'm
are we doing?
So tired of the international crap.
Like, I don't want to be an isolationist on everything, but can we be an isolationist on our sports? And you can answer this better than I can. I know there's been times where a European soccer team has come over and played the MLS All-Star team. A friendly.
Yeah.
Do we ever get an actual European game between like Chelsea and Liverpool in Kansas City, Missouri?
That counts.
No. Well, so what are we doing?
No.
No, I thought they scheduled one for Miami that was an actual regular season English Premier League game.
Thought this was an American first agenda.
Now they come
right
over,
now.
They play.
The era was. Why are we going to Europe with our football? We're sending our jobs overseas.
There's some preseason tournaments where they bring some of the club teams over from the different European leagues and they play in the United States, but it is their preseason.
Right. It's no counties.
Does any fan base get excited about their team going to these games? I would hate it if the Niners went to like.
I mean, unless you got cash and you feel like traveling to Spain for a weekend and that's you want to do it around your football team.
I think they want to eventually get it where every team every year plays an international game.
It's ridiculous.
If they stay at a 17, if they don't go to 18 games, if you stay at 17 games, everybody has 8 home, 8 road, and 1 neutral site game. And there's you get a double bye. Or something, they have to work it out.
Wouldn't you have to do 2 games in 2 different countries to make every team do it? Or start your season with a team on the road in Europe? Wouldn't that...
I don't know. You might have multiple...
Interesting.
I mean, you can also do, like, if you're going to have teams play in, like, Japan or Australia, those would actually be on Saturday night.
What are we doing?
Just do your own league.
Stop it. There is nothing dumber that exists in all of sports than college football starting their season every year in Ireland.
Michigan got shamed out of their game.
They did. They were going to play Western Michigan in Germany, and they're like, what are we, what?
Yeah.
Western Michigan fans are going to travel to Germany for a game?
So dumb.
Do they have the budget for that in Western Michigan?
I understand why they're doing it, because I think they realize they are reaching a point.
They need more money, because $13 billion a year in revenue is not enough.
They can't push.
They need more.
The American, you know, television networks much more.
Well, you know what they're, you know who does this the right way, I think? I think college basketball probably does this the best. The NBA has done it a little bit. College hoops is sneaky. Right before their season begins, Oregon State is one of these programs. You'll get teams that will go to Italy and take on, like,
they can do it in the summer.
The summer, that's
summer,
what
yeah. And you play
so
scrimmages against teams,
summer,
and your team's over there. You're experiencing
that's a fun
culture.
Thing for the
and
team.
You can do it. Yeah, schools can do it like once every 4 or 5 years.
Totally
you're
cool
to
with
do
that.
Yeah, that is the right way.
That's a team bonding thing.
Sure.
It's an off season thing.
Yes,
all for it.
Actual games that matter. And I'm like, Broncos Jets. Now if the Broncos play the Jets in Denver, probably going to win that game by 2 TDs. But we're in an 11-8 matchup right now.
God, that was such a bad football game.
Terrible football game.
That was, Millsack question. What is the best chicken sandwich? Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, KFC, Dave's Hot Chicken, McDonald's, or Wendy's?
All right, I got a process of elimination here. Let's get rid of Wendy's.
Okay.
McDonald's, out. People care more about the mayonnaise than the chicken. That means it's not a good chicken sandwich.
I do like the spicy McChicken, but I agree with you. The other ones are better.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Dave's Hot Chicken. I have not eaten much. I can't really speak from experience there.
I like Dave's Hot Chicken, but I think I prefer Dave's Hot Chicken tendies dipped in sauce. So I'm gonna put that off. I just tried Jollibee last week.
Is that a new joint?
That's a new joint over in the west side by his house.
Oh, that's
actually
where you went.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you almost could have walked to my place for me.
I know. I saw you and yelled.
Now he's hanging out in his porch with his boxers.
Good chicken sandwich.
Going bowling!
My problem with the chicken sandwich is I kind of want my patty to be a little more flat, and it was a little too, like,
too big? Too tall patty?
Yeah, I'm like unlocking my jaw to take a bite. But
it's an epidemic with burgers and sandwiches right now. Yeah. How big do you think my jaw is?
Right. What were the other options here?
Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, KFC. Did we get to all those?
It's between those three.
Yeah, I go Popeyes is my
not counting Popeyes a local best institution, right? We're going chains
yes, just
here.
Just chains of that were included.
I'm going to go Popeyes spicy go Popeyes chicken.
Swag Popeyes?
I don't partake.
Not a chicken sandwich
chicken
guy?
Chicken sandwich guy. Okay. If I want a chicken sandwich, I'm making some at home.
Yeah. Almond roca in the kitchen, sure. Chicken sandwich? No.
Mail that question regardless. Of how the Cleveland Browns season ends this year, if you were the GM, would you consider drafting another quarterback in the 2026 draft?
I'd fire myself if I was Cleveland's GM. Terrible what
up.
I do.
Yes, you'd
yes,
need a,
I would.
You'd be drafting a quarterback.
It's not the wrong answer, but like you're going to be a GM who drafted two quarterbacks last year in the third and the fifth, and then you're going to tell the fan base, I'm taking one in the first?
Yeah, because if I were the GM, I wouldn't have taken those guys. So I'm just taking over this job because that wouldn't have been my job. So now I'm new on the scene here, and those weren't my guys. I'm taking my guys.
That's why I fire myself.
And they have two first-round picks this year because they get Jacksonville's first-round pick, which right now is probably, what, 16 to 18 range because the Jags are at the end of the playoff picture, or right around
so
the
they would be
wild
around
card?
20
maybe?
18 to 20,
So you could have two picks in the top 20, which is not bad, not a bad haul. One of those is going on a quarterback. Millsack for Dirt, how are you handling working with Danny this week? I listened to the first segment of The Firm, and boy, he's cocky. That's fun, dude. I don't think
he actually is. I think he's excited for a good game.
He's going to play the house money card. He's going to play the we have nothing to lose card, which I get from the USC side of it, but I also would argue it's year four under Lincoln Riley.
P. Harris should be
been to a playoff.
Playing the fun game of let's reverse the resumes and now how does everybody feel over there? Right? If Dan Lanning is doing what Lincoln's done in year four,
and Lincoln's
done
doing
what Dan Lanning, I don't think we'd have the same opinion.
House money, if Oregon wins or loses the game. Like, I think it's a big game. There's a lot on the line. Lincoln Riley's got to show he's in his fourth year at USC. Can you win one of these big kahunas on the road?
You got a quarterback.
You got a quarterback.
You got
a great offense. Maybe the best wide receiver in the sport. Dude, it's fun. I love big games at the end of the year. The trash talk is fun. We have not decided on our bet yet, though, so we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, they're dabbling with shave head, which I just want to say, Tuesday.
Sure.
I'm proud of you.
I'm not shaving my head. That's not going to be it.
I get it. Yeah. I'm getting away from that because I know you won't. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. The lettuce looks amazing out of the back of the hat.
It's growing. I'm growing.
It's the
it
one
out right
thing
now.
I miss about having a mullet.
Sure.
Was wearing a hat and having the lettuce curl up.
I'm letting it flow. Let it flow right now.
Yeah.
It looks like a mess when I wake up in the morning, but you know, we figure it out.
How's the wife feeling about it?
She's digging it. She pulls it. Millsack, which would you rather be? Backup quarterback, backup goalie in the NHL, middle reliever, fourth guy off the bench in the NBA. Salaries are the same.
Oh, I want to be the NBA.
Fourth guy off the bench? So
yeah.
Ninth man in the rotation?
Well, if I play in Oklahoma City, I'm a pretty big part of that team.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. That's
I'm getting actual PT.
Let's use the ninth man in Portland.
I'm getting
Who's our ninth man right now?
I think that guy's playing right now.
I think
we're
he is.
We're too injured.
Is Caleb Love probably our ninth guy?
No, CD Sissoko.
Sissoko's our ninth guy?
I mean, I'm getting the leftover SGA groupie Love. Who's too ugly for SGA, but too hot for me? I'm in. And I'm getting a championship.
Just trying to think of the best life that you could have.
I don't want to do quarterback stuff. Hey, you got to watch film. You're not going to play, but you might play.
But you could play. You never know.
You could lose your whole career because you suck.
You never know.
I'm good. I don't want to study film like that.
I think I might go middle reliever. I think middle reliever, it's a long season, so that's the downside of it. But you're never really in any high-stress situation. Like, I'm not
a
high leverage guy.
Yeah, but you're more likely to get shipped out, sent down.
Yep. You're also going to be to blame when his garbage-ass team is
too good. How long is Sissoko going to be in the NBA?
All year. You see our team?
Those are guaranteed contracts, baby.
Isn't he a
two-way guy? How many years is he going to play in the NBA? Answer the question.
I don't know, but those would be three great years of my life.
So to the point, you could do this with any of them. Yeah. Like backup quarterback probably has the longest shelf life.
I think I'd probably say number two goaltender.
Just hang out on the bench. Start a game every week, once a week.
Once a week.
You get a little action, a little taste, a little nibble.
Here's where these people kind of fall short.
I just love a middle reliever. Like, I'm pitching four times a week for like 15 minutes and I'm done.
Yeah, but
come in and get two outs. All right, got out of that jam. See you later. I'm going to go hang out in the dugout now.
If you're the ninth guy on an NBA team, you're never at any one point going to be blamed for a loss.
No, you won't.
Middle reliever can be blamed for a loss.
You could. There's some long guys, though, that just only usually go in when your team's losing. That's the one that I went. Like, hey, we're down by six. Go eat some innings. You got it, boss. I'm on it.
I just think most of those guys of what we speak of, I just think that they don't capitalize on it enough. Maybe you wouldn't be, but I'll just tell you behind the scenes, you might be shocked how many human beings are running media companies that you could easily convince to give you the job you probably don't deserve because you've been there and you know.
I've been there, I know.
Now, you could parlay that and make it even better and actually have a personality and not be boring as paint drying, and then you actually got a great career. How many punters are currently owning ESPN and on the top platform every day? Not a lot, Bob, but one that had a personality was like, watch this.
I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go make some more cash.
And there's a few highlights of him doing some cool plays when he played, and now look at him.
Laying the wood on a kickoff.
It doesn't take a whole lot, so I'm going to go ninth man.
Okay.
I get the SGA groupie roll off. I'll enjoy my time of never being blamed for losing a game, and then I'm going to cash in on the media gig, baby, and I'll share all the stories. Once had a teammate, buck naked, running down the hallway.
So where you going with that?
You know what I mean? Like, you could share all the dirt.
2 inches is a lot, buddy. Last one, Mailsack, what movie had you cracking up the most in theaters? It's not even close for me, The Hangover. I was high as a kite, and we showed up, and I didn't know of what day of the week it was, and if I was in public, I was in college at the time.
That's a good one.
And the original Hangover, you just take yourself back to the original Hangover movie and the jokes in that the first time you saw it, and I will never forget that.
My take is the second Hangover is actually underrated.
The underrated movie, the second Hangover?
I think it's underrated. The first is the best.
Yeah.
But the second one gets crapped on with the third, and the third is a different level of bad.
Third sucks, yeah.
The second one is underrated. This is a tough one. I'm going to lean my memory as 40-year-old virgin with my buddy.
That's a solid one.
We were crying laughing in that movie.
The chest hair scene.
I mean, all of it.
Yeah,
just the entire
of
nature of him painting dolls.
Do you like to do it yourself?
Your grief hints your name. You.
Walking around with his trombone in his apartment.
There's no way.
There you go. Mail sack every Tuesday at 9:15.
Mail sack.
Mail. Thank you, everybody, for the questions. Phenomenal sack today. Job well done. We didn't get to our quarterback segment. I will holster that for tomorrow. Let's wrap it up. The Blazers are back on NBC, baby. Next on The Fam.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, we get something for the first time in a long time tonight. Now, I know the Blazers, in the meantime, after the NBA left NBC, they did play games on KGW, but that's no counties. Those are local games.
Come on, national NBC.
Nationally televised. First one in a very long time tonight. We're just going to take the listeners' advice seriously that the last time it happened was the first round of the playoffs when they got swept by the Lakers, and then the NBA left NBC. And since then, this will be the first time. Somebody asked, can we get AI Snapper Jones on the call tonight?
I'd be in on that.
AI Walton and AI Snapper Jones. See, calling it with Bob Costas.
Yeah, if you were going to do an open, I would have it. If I was going to do some AI stuff, I'd have it be Walton and Snapper.
You know, we dropped the ball here. I didn't think about this till right now. We should have reached out to Snapper's kid.
Oh, yeah. He covers the league, right?
He covers basketball at large. He does a great job. He's been on our show before.
We should
have brought him on to talk hoops and then also ask him about, like, I'd imagine there's going to be some emotion with that. Your dad was a national broadcaster on NBC and the Blazer guy. There has to be some kind of
thing
there.
I would think so. That was a huge deal, man, back in the day.
Drop the ball.
That's
Swag's fault.
Damn it, Swag. What are you doing?
Why didn't you
over
think
there?
About this stuff, Swag?
He's too busy putting on his ESPN the magazine sweatshirt worrying about his life alert over there. All right, figure it out. Yeah, this will be a fun one tonight. The nostalgia will be at hand. I'm not going to stay up for the whole game. You guys know me. This thing's not tipping until probably 8:15, and so I value some rest and some sleep. Didn't get a lot of it last night, ironically, so I definitely will be tired tonight.
Mm.
But I am seeing the round ball rock, or hearing the round ball rock, and seeing the Peacock and the NBC logo and all of it lead into it. The game is on Peacock and NBC, so if you're watching at home, you can watch on either channel. For your YouTube TV subscribers, here's one right up your alley. You don't have to worry about Blazer Vision or finding an antenna or how else are you going to watch it. So it'll be on NBC. Very excited tonight. And it's a team, like, if you just talk about the basketball side of it, like, it was a rough road trip, man. 1-4. They're shorthanded. Yeah. Phoenix is playing decent coming in. Are they on the second of a back-to-back? Is there any caveat?
Phoenix?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Did they play last night?
They just had the back-to-back luck.
Okay.
I got it right here.
They did not play last night.
It was 2 nights ago. They played the Hawks.
You got a fresh Suns team coming in. That's an interesting one. Sometimes they say in sports like basketball and baseball that the first game back after a road trip is almost like the last game of a road trip because you still got your sea legs and you haven't kind of got up to speed. So just curious to see what Portland looks like tonight.
Apologies, Swag. Have we seen an update on Drew?
Doubtful is his official listing on the injury report.
The calf strain thing, man. Like I know people want to give players a real hard time, and I certainly understand it from a fan standpoint. You just cannot mess with calf strains anymore, and I think we all know that. And so the real run of league right now of having calf strains to multiple players and what that does to teams and standings, like, it just sucks.
Yeah.
And
not good.
Drew's already at an age where, hey, who'd they sign this summer?
Damian Lillard.
Ah, what injury is he dealing with?
An Achilles.
Yeah, I think the last thing, what injury did he have and he played on last playoff?
Yeah, calf strain.
So Drew's
after
at
the blood clot. The blood clot then calf strain.
Oh, there's that too. Nice order of things. Drew's on a questionable contract by the third year of that thing, and the last thing you want is to watch that happen. So I think they're going to be as cautious as possible with that calf strain, and it just sucks, dude. Like, Wimby went down yesterday with this. Was at least announced he's going to be out a couple weeks, and it's like, damn it, man.
Yeah, he'd been, dude, we didn't even talk about it out of the weekend. He had some highlights against Golden State.
His dunk on
Saturday
Draymond?
Or Sunday? Yeah. I can't remember what night, or Friday, whatever night it was. Dude, some phenomenal highlight. Him going back and forth, and Draymond trying to bark at him, and them tossing
Draymond
an alley-oop
to bark at him.
Alley-oop out of the inbounds pass. He didn't even jump. Like, God, that was hilarious. Yeah. How pissed are NBC officials tonight that the first half of their doubleheader is a Wemby-less Spurs and the Grizzlies?
Given the nature of the
Grizzlies, no Ja Morant,
yeah, and
he's
no
also
Victor Wembanyama.
I think they're bummed.
Ouchies.
That's nothing you can do about that.
Nothing you can do about it. I know. Blazers favored by 2.5. Do we like a side tonight? We taking an angle, laying some cash.
I think I'm gonna lean Phoenix.
Phoenix on the road, yeah. Getting some plus money.
Yeah.
Booker's averaging almost 29 a game this year.
Not a big spread though.
Not a big spread. Slight favorite to Portland. Yeah. Swag, you got a side?
I'll
like
take
a side here?
Suns.
I will probably lean towards Suns.
Well, famous last words.
Portland's not, I mean, unless they come out and they're comfy shooting it at home. But
that's the thing, is
they
their shooting going to be good?
They didn't shoot well down the end of
they
that
did
road
not.
Trip.
They did not. Only about 12 hours to go until kickoff, or tip-off, I should say.
I'm going to try to get to the third quarter.
You're going to try to make it to the third quarter?
It's an ambitious goal. I'm going to
see what we can do. See how far. We'll have that fun game tomorrow morning. We have people texting in. A lot of Monster energies. They're going to the game tonight. A lot of Monsters throughout the day.
Good for you guys.
Good luck to everybody. 8 p.m. tip. That'll do it for us. If you missed the show, go check the podcast. 1051thefan.com. Ryan Abraham, USCFootball.com was our guest previewing Oregon and USC. We'll tweet it out at 1051thefan on Twitter and at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Thanks so much for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 1051 FM, The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.